Now, we've heard a lot in recent years about diesel cars and how they're cheaper and easier to run. Some people even say they could be better for the environment. However, one expert has raised question marks over diesel cars. I'm joined on the line by Professor John Soddo, who's Professor of Physical Chemistry at University College in Cork. Good morning to you, John. You're welcome to the programme. How are you?
Good morning to you, Shane.
Now, John, diesel cars, much, much cheaper. People say they're easier to run, better for the environment. All in all, when you compare a diesel car to unleaded petrol car, diesel comes out on top.
Well, I would say it depends how you're making the measurement, but without a doubt, diesel is not good for the health. Burning any sort of fossil fuel like coal, peat, wood, petrol is not good for the health. And they often have climate change impacts too. I mean, I was just thinking, I was looking at the eclipse just now. When I was a kid growing up in London, it was a long while ago now, I remember walking to school, because you used to do that then, and these great big black belches of smoke from the buses would come, choke you slightly. And I never dreamed many years later that I'd be an air pollution person and that the World Health Organization would classify air pollution and diesel, but not petrol, as a carcinogen, just like cigarette smoke.
Yeah, so diesel can be linked to things like heart attacks and cancer, for example. They're a carcinogen.
Yes, it's particularly bad for the at-risk population, that's the young, the old, and those who have underlying conditions, and it can exacerbate asthma. Hmm. There is a problem, and in fact, it's been recognised now in big cities like Paris, London, and Paris is now thinking of banning diesels. From use by about 2020. London, under Boris Johnson, thought that it would do this. It's now probably going to just add to the congestion charge for those diesels that are part of the current fleet. Hmm. So it seems to me that the oddity is that, and it goes back to your original question there, is the message really is that currently there appears to be no reason why in Ireland diesel fuel and transport should be subsidised by the Irish government because it's cheaper at the pumps. Some businesses can get rebates for their trucking uses and as well the tax itself.
Yeah, the car tax, exactly. Like if you buy a diesel car, first of all, at the pumps, it could be a good 10 cent cheaper per litre. Yeah. But then also, if I'm getting motor tax for the car, it's cheaper if it's diesel. Even registering the car is cheaper. Why in this country are we sort of saying that diesel is king of the world?
Because burning fossil fuels, and diesel, of course, is one of them, releases carbon dioxide. And the idea of taxation of burning fossil fuels in cars in Ireland is one that is specifically to do with carbon dioxide being released into the atmosphere. And there's less of that comes out than equivalent, let's say, for petrol because it's a more efficient engine. So that's why it is. But what has been ignored is the effects that it can have on health. And perhaps more than that, the two main ingredients that come out of burning diesel fuel, for example, is nitrogen dioxide and particulate matter. Now, these are very small particles that can absorb heat, mm-hmm. and they act as an insulator in the atmosphere. So diesel does throw out, if you like, less carbon dioxide, but in the past and up to now, it has also released particulate matter that causes greenhouse warming.
Right.
If you like.
And of course, this conversation, if you were to believe reports some years ago, this conversation should be somewhat of a moot point because we should all be driving electric cars by this stage. I mean, that is the cleanest, greenest way, isn't it, for us to be travelling?
Yeah, for everything, every aspect of our life, then burning fossil fuels is bad. We have to be realistic, I suppose, here, though, is that the technology for that is not completely commercially appropriate for everybody to have electrification. Electrification of houses may increase, for domestic fuel heating, that may increase in the future, and for cars it might. At the moment, the main alternative, I think, really will have to be there are new engines being produced for cars, and in September 2015, there's going to be a new standard. And perhaps in 15 or 20 years' time, those new standards of the engines will have cleaned up our act. But it's what the government should do with the money that it might get from increasing the tax to at least parity with petrol.
Right.
It's things that can happen.
Just finally, to assert your point again, you're saying we don't need to ban diesel cars, but certainly we need to get over our obsession with diesel and get over the positive discrimination of diesel cars.
Yes, and that positive discrimination in terms of money should be used to provide education to the public about air pollution, give the medical services and the asthma society, and et cetera, more money, and give the EPA more money to do brown skies research on air pollution in Ireland.
Okay, you've certainly given us food for thought, or fuel for thought, perhaps, this morning. John, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much. That's Professor John Soddo there, who is the Professor of Physical Chemistry at University College in Cork. Really, really appreciate your time this morning.